fresh air. Spiders stitched screens to windows over winter. Webs billow briefly like lungs inflating as the hand crank claims another parachute. Each sash screams its virgin lift into spring season. Damp breeze, a blue cocktail below snow, chasing dining room to den, our vapors disguised as dank air, not exotic, not quite toxic. Exhumed, we are ecstatic at open windows, world seething in, tumble of cat hair, our hair, sagebrush across the Congolium.
Poem by Elizabeth Curlikowski, and it's about nature, which is what we're going to talk about today. Nature probably inspires most work, or am I out of line saying that?
I think it inspires a lot of work, especially when you consider that I would rather look outside my window than at the television, for sure.
Even better to climb through that window.
That's true.
So we also have Sarah Rutgers here from Kalamazoo Nature Center. Tell us about the program you have coming up on March 27 at the Kalamazoo Nature Center.
Yeah, Boomers and Beyond is a monthly program at the Kalamazoo Nature Center. Geared for adults 50 and up, although everyone is definitely welcome. People that come to Boomers are interested in the natural world around them, and they want to keep learning. We provide topics that are engaging and give participants an in-depth look at the world. We're excited about the nature poetry program coming up, and I don't know a whole lot about it. That's why we're here to talk with Elizabeth, too.
Because Elizabeth also comes from Friends of Poetry.
Correct.
And you're partnering with the Nature Center, aren't you?
Right. We're trying to move out into the community more, so we wanted to partner with the Nature Center and libraries and anything else. So there's a number of us on the board who like to give workshops. So one of us will be out there at the Nature Center. And I think the program is designed to first spend like 20 minutes or so walking around outside and like observing. Because so often when we're outside, we're like going from one place to the other and not really paying any attention, except for the potholes, to what's out there. And this is a chance to really reflect on some of the small stuff you might miss otherwise.
So I imagine this 20-minute hike is going to be slow.
It
so
will
that
be
you
slow.
Have time to observe things.
Right. It's not a field march. It's kind of a stroll.
Yeah, after all, we are 50-somethings.
Right, at least. And then there will be, I think they'll be given a couple of guidelines to think about while they're walking around, and then we'll get back inside and write.
I have to think most people know what the Kalamazoo Nature Center looks like, but what is that hike? What can they expect to see on it, Sarah?
I can't wait to see the Nature Center trails in March. There will be a few wildflowers starting to pop up. It's going to be spring. Trees, nature, trails.
So is it like through the woods or a mix of terrain or?
The trail we'll go on is probably wooded. Very easy trail. Easy for anybody who wants to come out and go for a hike.
And it's going to be followed by discussion about what? How does that part work?
What we saw, what it means, let's write it down. Because I think if you go on a, like, I tend to look up when I walk. And this makes me a very bad morel hunter, because morel hunters are always looking down. I can't stand that. It drives me crazy. So I'm an uplooker, so I like squirrels' nests. I like birds. But downlookers see stuff also. I think it would be good to challenge people to do the opposite of what they naturally do and see if that expands their enjoyment of the outside somewhat.
That actually sounds like an interesting idea before you go on this hike, to ask one part to look down and one part of the group to look up and see what you come up with.
That is a good idea. I think I'll write that down.
So is this strictly poetry, or can it be prose as well, or what can you write?
I think getting ideas on paper and expressing yourself is what it's meant to be.
Because not everybody might be comfortable with poetry, so can you still go?
Well, yeah. I mean, I write lots of prose, and I think, you know, some of the things we can do is we could generate some, like, lists of things. I love lists. put them in envelopes, have people select some, and say you get these three words. Use these in a paragraph about outside somehow and see what happens, you know. I think that this is, it's about starting from nothing and not having a preconceived notion of what you are going to write, but just write.
Yeah.
And see what it is.
Do either of you have favorite nature writers that inspire you?
I like Robert Frost. I mean, I think he is a nature writer, and he was a tremendous walker. So he wrote a lot of his poems in his head while he was walking. And I think you can almost hear that in the rhythm of his poems. So I like him. Mary Oliver is a really popular nature-type poet.
I love Annie Dillard. She's Annie not Dillard. A poet, but well, I think maybe she did dabble in poetry, did she?
Or, I don't know.
It's mostly the essays that I love.
But they're very poetic
essays. Yes, they are. They are. So tell us a little bit, maybe we should have done this at the beginning. Tell us a little bit about what you do, Sarah, at the Kalamazoo Nature Center.
Yeah, I actually am the registrar. So I work with camp registration, field trips, our outreach programs. The Boomers and Beyond program is just a special program that I offered to host. And so I get to know all the people that come out and visit. And it's a fun program.
Boomers and Beyond is actually an ongoing program. And each time you have a different activity.
It is a monthly program, actually. It happens the last Tuesday of every month, except for November and December. Some past topics that we've done are making your yard friendly to native plants. We made seed bombs last month. We've done geocaching with the group. They've learned about invasive species in Michigan. We really try and give them some in-depth programming, some maybe different programs than what the average Nature Center person might be looking for.
Do you have regulars or
We do have a core people of regular people that come out every month. So it's great to chat with them. Another part of the program, we encourage people to bring a sack lunch, and then we have lunch together afterwards and maybe continue the conversations from earlier and just chat with each other.
How large of a group do you usually get?
It varies, especially with the weather, and we have some people that winter in Florida, but probably 10 to 20 people.
Okay. And the average age that you usually see?
55 to 75, probably.
Okay.
I don't ask ages when they come in.
No, I realize it's a guess. I was just trying to picture this group.
Yeah, and we do have some. They're aging, of course, as we all are. When needed, we have a golf cart available. They're just people that are excited to be outside, excited to learn, and we try and help them with that.
I'll bet they're really chatty.
Oh, they're fun.
I like that because, you know, what have you got to lose at this point, you know? I'm going to talk about anything.
So give us a little background on you, Elizabeth.
Well, I'm right in between those median numbers she just mentioned, so I think I'm the perfect person to do this, but Andrea England would also be good at doing it. I write poetry and prose. I taught at Kellogg Community College for 20 years and retired, and now I'm busier than I ever thought I would be, and it's all stuff I choose instead of, you know, having to teach a certain class, which I liked, but I like this much better. And I'm doing visual art now. And I'll just talk about this for a second. I'm making chairs for, I'm not making the chairs. I'm decorating chairs for literary heroines. So I finished my Hester Prynne chair, and I did a Jane Eyre chair. I just finished that. And I'm going to do Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz and Nancy Drew.
And where do these chairs go?
I don't know where they're going to go. I'm going to enter them in an art show.
Very cool.
But they can all be sat on.
Yeah.
That's the crucial thing. It's not a chair unless you can really sit on it. I can come and do stuff like that later, too.
I'm seeing some programs.
I'm doing lampshades also.
Okay.
Very cool. So do you have to pre-register for this? Is there a cost involved?
Just come. No pre-registration needed. If you're a member of the Kalamazoo Nature Center, it's free and included with your membership. If you're not, then we just charge regular admission. $7 for adults, and if you're a senior adult, then it's $6.
Wonderful. Well, thank you both for coming in and talking about this. It sounds like a lot of fun.
I wish it was right away.